All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. My name is Brendan Colbert. I'm one of the rapid rehousing coordinators here at ACT, and we're here to unravel our new ticketing system. What it will do, it will upgrade and replace the old method of rapid rehousing funds request into a quicker, more efficient way of doing things. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen right now. Okay. All right, so the rapid rehousing ticketing system workflow. Below, you'll find the workflow, how everything is going to flow, not only for when you submit applications, but when you need to follow up on applications, when you need to inquire about applications. And this gives you a deeper look into what we do here at ACT as it pertains to your application. So this process has already begun. It began October 2020 for all of the state agencies in Connecticut. However, we did have a pilot program that started about midsummer. So a couple of agencies are very familiar with the way that things went and gave us an opportunity to get out all of the kinks and find best practices, so on and so forth. There are going to be a couple of changes for this. One of the major changes is you'll only be able to submit one HMIS ID per email. I know a lot of you are used to submitting multiple HMIS IDs. If your whole case file needs an October rent, a November rent, a December rent, you just submit those in one email. So that way, we have decided to end that way of doing things. And the reason why we were submitting one at a time is each request that you send has the ability to be tracked from start to finish. So if you want to know at what point we are in regards to processing your application, you will be able to stick with that. There is a new email address. It's an additional email address. So you're not going to go ahead and delete or replace the fund's email address. But anytime you are submitting an application, you want to submit that to community underscore assistance at act-ct. Dot org. Again, that's community underscore assistance at act-ct dot org. And anytime, like I mentioned earlier, anytime you have an inquiry or you want to submit a new application, that's the method in which you go ahead and do it. The third part, which may be one of the most important aspects of this ticketing system, is the subject line. The subject line is not just something that allows us to identify what you're sending in. It allows us to make sure that the right team member is receiving and processing your application. So each subject line should look like this. It should have the HMIS ID, the type of application you are submitting for, whether that's an initial application, an ongoing application, or recertification after every 90 days, and then the month of assistance that you are applying for. Again, just to emphasize one more time, this is extremely important because we have different team members who do different.